It's 8 a.m. Eastern, January the 29th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1% at $23,603. Ethereum is up 1% at $1,621. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $316. Well, Secret Network, a privacy-focused blockchain founded in 2020 that's notable for customizable privacy settings, has let some internal turmoil stay not so secret. The Secret Labs CEO Guy Zeichend airing grievances against their supporting foundation, Secret Foundation, in a post on the network's governance forum. Most of the criticism was around lack of transparency, a mishandled sale that lost $250,000, and a potential open loan to the now-defunct Alameda. Zeichend called for the foundation to be restructured as a nonprofit, return all its current funds to the community, and then be required to apply for grants to carry out activities supporting the ecosystem. Anthony Scaramucci's investment firm Skybridge Capital lost 39% in its largest funds last year, mostly due to bad crypto-related bets, according to Bloomberg. Reportedly, the decline caused some investors to ask for returns of their money, with requests for the redemption of 60% of the firm's capital at the September deadline, according to the report. Of that requested amount, only 10% had been returned by this month. And finally, a roundup of news from the NFT space. Co-founder of Yuga Labs, Wiley Arano, has announced that he has congestive heart failure and will step back from the day-to-day involvement in the popular project, staying on as a board member and strategic advisor. It's not awful timing for the project, as Activision Blizzard COO Daniel Allegra will be joining Yuga Labs as CEO soon. The artist behind the artwork for the Bored Ape Yacht Club launched a personal project NFT mint late this week on OpenSea, which apparently sold out in minutes after the allow list opened, causing some to question if the drop was faulty. There was nothing left over even for the public mint. The 3,500-unit collection's mint price opened at 0.5 ETH, or around $80, which quickly doubled. Azuki's Twitter account was hacked and then used to tweet out a malicious link asking followers to claim land in the garden, the collection's native metaverse platform. The scam links were deleted after intervention from Twitter HQ, but it's not clear how many people fell victim to the scam. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.